Hey, welcome to the Weights, Wellness, and Witchery podcast, the podcast that touches on everything wellness from the physical to the metaphysical. I'm your host, Grace Elizabeth. I'm a certified personal trainer and a wellness coach who specializes in making you feel awesome from the inside out. So if feeling awesome is something that you're interested in, I highly suggest you stick around because, as I mentioned before, that's kind of my thing. All right, let's do this. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Weights, Wellness, and Witchery podcast. I'm your host, Grace Elizabeth, and I am here today with my super special guest, Hannah Holmes, and she's a certified coach and brand strategy expert dedicated to helping women create next level businesses so they can live next level lives. And I just have to say, I am in one of Hannah's groups called the Magic Makers, and Yes. It's freaking magical. It really is. So she's a magical human. And Hannah, welcome. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Oh, I love that you said I'm a magical human. I have accomplished.
That's why I have you on my
I'm done.
That's it. You've reached the peak. You've peaked. This is it for you.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm so glad to be here. You know, I love you. And we have been like kind of along the journey together for a while. So Yeah. It's awesome to be doing this.
Awesome. Well, it's awesome to have you here. And I actually have not recorded an episode or done an interview in a few weeks now, so I'm a little rusty. So hopefully we can get through this smoothly without me taking us off the rails too much. But who knows?
You're gonna be great.
It can go anywhere. So
I love it.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your business and what you do, and then I have a few questions ready for you. But like give us your spiel.
Sure. So, hi, everybody. I'm Hannah. I run Holmes House Creative. I am a brand strategist, a master certified coach, all these things that Grace already said. But basically what that means in the day-to-day is that I am helping women entrepreneurs to make sure that their business is not running their lives, that actually it's helping them to live the life that they want to live, right? We don't, you know, quit our day jobs and go try to build businesses just to work 1,000 more hours and to have no life at all. For most of us, we are going into business because we want to have more of a life and we want to have more freedom and we want to feel more connected to ourselves and, you know, to our families and those around us. And it can be really hard to do that. So what I do and what I have discovered is brand strategy does not sound very fun, but actually it really is where the magic is, because when you approach it in a holistic way, it's connecting your business, your life, and all these things so that you are living out your purpose every single day and everything that you do, both in business and elsewhere. So I do that through coaching, one-on-one coaching. I help my clients to figure out how to actually act on that. I have a mastermind and a course, and I also have a monthly group coaching membership, Magic Makers, which Grace mentioned earlier. So those are the main things that I do. I mean, I also do brand design and stuff like that too. So very well-rounded. Brand design.
Just so you know, if you ever see my logo or like anything on my website, really, with a lightning bolt or the Total Wellness, Hannah made all of that. And it's so, if you see me post anything on Instagram that's like a pattern with a lightning bolt, Hannah made it and it's freaking badass.
I love it so much. Like, I don't know how I almost forgot to mention that I do brand design when I literally did your brand.
Yeah, that's like one of the first things that we like did together. That's how the first time we worked together, that's what we did. And it's so, like, I still love it so much. Like, it's, yeah.
Yours was so fun to work on. And whenever people ask me what, like, my favorite brands that I've done have been, yours is always up there because it was so fun and it's just so you.
Yeah, and I exactly. love it. It was like so much because cool, you just like nailed it, and the whole process, like, I really felt like, you know, when like someone tells you like what they think about you and it sounds really cool. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it. Someone like
That's
describes
your
you in a way.
brand.
It's like someone describes you in a way where you're like, hell yeah, I love that you see me that. It's like you
Yes.
made it, and I was like, yes. I was like, this is dope, and I want to be perceived this way, and I'm so glad that you put this together like this because
My gosh,
I feel it. I
makes me
love
so
it.
happy.
Anyway, we're not gonna talk about that. Right? I did want to mention that. And so you're obviously a really creative person, right? You do brand design, you have a stock photo shop. Do you still have that? Is that still running?
I do technically still have that. It's definitely like taken a back seat to
Yeah.
my like more one-on-one or group programs, but yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, but anyways, like obviously you're a creative person and being a creative person takes a lot of energy in all types of
For
ways.
sure.
And so I'm curious, especially since you're running your own business and being an entrepreneur alone is like a ton of work. What
Yeah,
do
yeah.
you do? What are some of the things you do in your day-to-day to like make sure that, you know, you're keeping your creative vibes up, you're keeping your just like energy up in general when you're coaching this many people, you know, and you're helping them create magic too, that's got to take a lot out of you. So I'm really curious what you do to make sure that you are like up and running for all these things every day.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And I will be the first to say I'm not actually always up and running every day. If anybody ever tells you, and I know that you are a big believer and proponent of this too, but if anybody ever tells you that you can always have energy and always be on and always be able to show up, it's a lie. It's not real. That leads to burnout. But I'm definitely all about trying to prevent burnout and be fireproof and really try to be able to show up in the best way that I can. So there's a few different ways that I try to do this. One of the most simple things that I like to do is have like a toolbox of basics. This is like a mental toolbox, okay? Bear with me for a minute. So it's like, okay, you know how there's just like certain things that make you feel like your best self, or they make you feel really awesome or full of joy and full of passion. And they're not always things you think to do, but when you do them or you experience them, you're like, oh my gosh, that was the best thing ever, right? Like we all have these random things. Taking note of what those are and kind of having it as this mental list, like, a toolbox that you can pull something from every day is one of the easiest, most simple things that you could do for yourself. So I like to think of like, okay, have a physical basic, a mental basic, like mental slash creative, a spiritual basic, and then wild card basics. Okay, like they don't have to be anything in particular, but like I love to dance. And I love music. So, like, both of those are basics in my book. I like certain movies, you know, like that can be a creative basic. It doesn't always have to be high energy. I like to read. The point about basics is not to give yourself a checklist that you have to do every day, but that you have things that you can easily like go to, right? So, when you're feeling really low or down, you're like, oh shoot, I probably haven't done any of my basics today. What's like the easiest thing that I could do to help refuel me? So that's, I mean, pun unintended, like the most basic trick that I like to use.
I hardly believe
And
that any pun that leaves your mouth is unintended. You are full of them.
oh my goodness, if you knew my husband, you would know that, I mean, part of it I come by naturally. I mean, I have a like I have creative side and I love comedy and all the things, but my husband is like the king of puns.
That's amazing. Then I can tell you guys are just made for each other. You're a pun match
Love
made in
that.
heaven.
Yeah. Sometimes it's annoying. I'm like, okay, can we just like be serious for a minute and then we're giggling and I'm like, no, but I'm serious. Let's be serious.
Love that. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
Please keep
you're
going.
totally good. And I don't mean to like keep going on about, you know,
basics for forever, but I just think it's such an easy, simple thing that we all can do that you could do no matter what your physical ability is, right? Or what your time constraints are, right? Like, it doesn't have to mean that you're spending an hour every day trying to knock out a million basics. Maybe it's you have 5 minutes in the car. I don't have kids, but I know like you do, and I know I have a lot of clients who do. So like a big thing for moms sometimes, well, if your basic is like dancing or music, well, when you're dropping your kids off at school, take a minute in the parking lot afterward to just jam out, right? Like, it doesn't have to be big, but taking those intentional things. You can't see me over here, but y'all, I'm like over here gesturing all over the place.
Using your hands. I'm imagining it. I'm
like,
it.
You're like missing half of what I'm saying because you can't see the body language, y'all. But just those little things add up so much because I know that there are times that we all have seasons. It just feels impossible to try to add in things for us, but you really have to prioritize them. And your basics are the things that are the easiest to leave first without us realizing. But when you start adding them back in, you will feel a difference.
I love all of that. And I 1000% agree with all of that. And I do the exact same thing. And so totally on board. You nailed it. Like that's
I'm sure you do. Cause you're awesome. We're like, we're yes, so like, aligned in
we
everything.
We are. We really are. But that's like, literally something as simple as, like you said, jamming out in the parking lot, like just listening to your favorite song. I've noticed that that's something for me. Like you said, those basics are the first to go. Like, I forget to listen to music that makes me happy. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
It's so weird because I'll get into all these podcasts and audiobooks and all this stuff, which I love, which are also like, you know, a basic for me, but I like forget how powerful music is in
for sure
mood. And so like, you know, I'll get in the car and instead of like my phone being connected, the radio will be on and it'll be playing some like throwback Backstreet Boys or something, and I'm like,
oh, I love yeah. it. You know I'm here
then
for
I'm,
that.
I'm like jamming right at like 6 a.m. and I get the surge of energy, and I'm like, what am I doing not listening to music? Like, what is my problem? But it's so crazy how we get caught up in all this other stuff, and you totally forget about like your favorite song, like you said. So I love that. I love that you are about those basics and you're reminding all of us to be about those basics. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, you can't underestimate the small things. And it's so, actually, it's so crazy. And I mean, again, I know you know this, and I'm sure you guys talk about this on here all the time.
honestly, this is for you. You tell us. You tell
okay,
us.
Okay, okay.
It doesn't matter if I know. It doesn't matter if it's been said before. I want to hear. I want to hear it from you.
We need reminders of this stuff all the time. Yes. But, like, it's so, like, it always just still blows my mind. Like the physical changes that happen in your body, even when you're just mindfully breathing, like people forget, like it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be big. I mean, y'all, if you feel like you were going to like attack at the gym today or do a huge workout or a run or a hike or whatever, yes, go for it. But when you're having those days, you're just like overwhelmed or don't feel like you have a lot of time, even just like literally taking 30 seconds to breathe in and out changes your body. It's crazy.
Yes. It's like breathing is something we do naturally. So it's so funny that we forget that if we focus on it and actually – because we all kind of like have this habit of shallow breathing, right? So
when you're focused
on it and you're doing that deep belly breathing, like it's amazing what a difference it makes. It's absolutely insane. And I was talking about this, I think on someone else I interviewed, she was talking about breathing too. And we were like, it's so funny. Like who taught you how to breathe? How do we all not know how to breathe? Like, what is up with that? So right. And especially I'm sure because I'm also somewhat of an entrepreneur myself, I'm sure as an entrepreneur, you don't like have all this time every day, or maybe you do because you've built yourself a business that is built.
I'm trying to
live. But obviously there's times in business where you don't have a lot of time, right? And so having these really easy things where like you literally don't have to get up off of your computer, like out of your desk, out of your office or anything, and you have these ways to center yourself and, you know, boost your mood and do things like that is so great to have. And when you're feeling overwhelmed, you don't know, like, you don't know what you need. And so I think that's so important what you said, is to have this like toolbox of basics that you can just reach into without having to give a second thought and get yourself back. So
yeah, like, and when you're feeling good, that's the time to try to like notice what things you want to be on this list. Mm-hmm. Like if you're somebody who's like me and it takes a while to get into habits, or you're, you know, somewhat forgetful, make a note in your phone that is just titled like joy or feel good or something like that. Okay. That's like, these are the things that I like to do. And let it be big and little, all the things, okay? Like, I did this a couple of years ago when I was trying to kind of like, I mean, for lack of a less cheesy term, find myself. And hey, I was like, yeah, I mean, well, I mean, before, way before I even got to where I am now, started with a big, long self-discovery journey, right? And I was like, what do I even like? I mean, I think that sometimes that's part of the hardest thing, to come up with basics for some people, is that we're like, but wait, what are those things? Mm-hmm. So just when you have something that happens that you feel really good or you feel really at peace, right? Write it down. Maybe it's a specific song. Maybe it's, if you're like me and you're obsessed with bison, you're like, I saw a bison today and it made me so happy. Like, that's on my list. It's not a basic I can accomplish every day, but you better believe if I'm feeling really low, I am pulling out pictures in my phone from when I was at Yellowstone. I was going
to say, do you like Google pictures of bison? Just to like,
I'm not gonna say that I haven't. Just okay.
To feel happy.
it was such a funny discovery to me. Like, in the last couple of months, I'm so behind. Okay, like, I'm an old lady sometimes about certain things. And like, I've had TikTok for a while, Grace. Okay, like, I know what TikTok is. Okay, like, I watch TikTok, but it only occurred to me in like the last 6 months that I could really just go like type things into the search bar like a search engine.
Like bison.
Yep. So I actually, when I'm feeling super low energy, now you can really get sucked into TikTok in an unhealthy way. Okay. Yeah. Like, I'll admit that too.
I've been there. I know.
But if I'm like, I have no energy to do anything, I don't want to get off the cat, because look, y'all, I'm like real moody sometimes, okay? I'm not even going to pretend. There's times I want to do absolutely nothing. I have no motivation. I want to lay in bed and like pout about. But also my brain is like, no, but do you really want to do that? And I'm like, okay, what would be easy right now? Okay, my like temptation is to just numb out. Okay, well, let me go look at TikTok and like type into the search bar things I know are going to make me feel better. So I'll like watch inspirational videos or look for bison, you know? Okay. That's not where you want to stay. If you can pull yourself out of that, where you're moving into a little bit more of an active recovery, that's better. But y'all, sometimes you have to do the little things, and that's all you can do. And that's okay.
Yes, totally. I actually love that. I don't know why bison for you just makes sense.
I don't know what it is. Like, I'm in Virginia, you guys, okay? Technically, there are some bison in the state of Virginia, but they do not live around me. I never, ever saw one until, like, my husband and I, we love to travel out west. We love national parks, especially, and we went to Yellowstone. It was my first time ever going to Yellowstone, and it's my favorite place in the entire world. And every time I saw a bison, whether it was one by itself or in a big herd, I'm just like, it sounds so cheesy, but it felt like a spiritual experience. I just felt so at peace and so happy and pure joy. So I'm like, I don't even care. I'm embracing it. I love them.
I love that so much. You know, it's funny, I feel that same way about like the desert, about like Red Rocks.
Oh yeah.
And it's that same thing where it's like, it feels like this, you're just in awe, you know, like this, yes, like inspiration and joy where you're just like, the world is perfect. So I totally get that. I totally get it. And yours is an actual living thing. Mine's a rock.
Well, okay, I would prefer to be in Yellowstone with them for the full package experience. Actually, that's what we're doing. So I turn 30 next year. And for the last 2 years, I'm like, I'm turning 30 in Yellowstone with a buffalo. So I'm doing it.
The plan is set. Dirty 30 in Yellowstone.
I'm like, I don't even want people around. I just want to be surrounded by, like, in a good, respectful way. Nobody at me. Like, I'm not, like, trying to pet the buffalo. Like, I know and respect them, okay? But
we have an understanding. It's cool. They said it's cool, okay? They know.
I mean, we talked on a spiritual level, basically. the buffalo whisperer. There we go.
I can't wait for, I don't know. I can't wait to hear about this experience. Oh my goodness. That happens for you. So
I'm sorry, you guys, that this, our podcast interview went like so sideways, but this is part of my wellness, okay? It truly is. You have to embrace the weird, random, wonderful things that make you happy. Like, it's not always about action, which action is a huge part of it, but like so much of it is in your mind and your brain, and like really letting yourself just like what you like sometimes can be such a hurdle. But that's one of the biggest things that I've really learned over the last 2 years, just even building my business, that I'm like, okay, like, how do I want to show up in this space? What does this mean? What can I actually bring into this that feels like me? Versus what do I feel like I need to show up as? And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to talk about buffalo sometimes, and I'm going to make things glitter and be pink. Like, they can, they don't have to be mutually exclusive, right? like you don't have to show up in one way. And I think that that's this other side of wellness that I know that like I see lacking a lot of times in like general wellness speak, right? Like, it's a lot of, and that's what I love so much about you, Grace, is because you are so wonderful about like acknowledging all the sides of it. Like, there's a physical element, there's a spiritual element, and a mental element, right? Like, it's all these things together. And so much of it is just like letting yourself be, like, play, have fun, like, it doesn't have to be one thing.
This is a totally random question, but I've been thinking about it because I recently finally went and looked up my human design chart, and I'm sure you've done that, right?
Okay, so I know a little bit about it. Oh, not
do
a
you
whole
know
lot.
What you are? Like, do I, you know I'm
a
you're...
Hold on. I'm a projector?
Yeah,
I think?
That makes sense. I'm a projector. So
I have my sorry, go ahead. No, like, I have my chart saved.
I can cut
somewhere.
This out if you, like, you know, don't really know. But I was actually just genuinely curious to know what you are, because I'm a projector, so.
I'm pretty certain that's what I am. I don't know why I forget so easily. Because I don't know enough about it yet. I have scratched the surface in it.
I, like, dove head in, because I was just, like, I kept hearing about it and hearing about it. And finally, I was like, all right, I'm going to look at it. And then I was like, I need to devour all of the information.
It is eerily accurate.
It's freaky, yeah.
I know way more about Enneagram than I know human design,
that's
though. Do you know your Enneagram?
I never remember what my I feel like I'm the one that's like, I don't know. Maybe it's like an 8 or a 9.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember the archetypes for those. If I hear the archetype, I might.
What, like, what traits do you remember?
I feel
from
like
it?
My traits were either like a peacemaker or something like that. Like a
I can see that
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so you probably that would be a 9.
Yeah, that might be what it was then.
9s are wonderful. Well, they're all wonderful. Okay, let me say this.
Everyone
they
else sucks. You guys heard it here
wonderful.
First. 9s are the best.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna say that 4s are the best, but you know,
what is the 4?
I'm a 4. Well, we are the creative and the romantic, unsurprisingly.
Okay. So,
cut out whatever you
that
need
was
to.
Me,
I will
not
be offended.
But back to the the matter at hand here. I actually do have a question. I'm going to slightly switch gears, but it kind of goes
along
with what you were saying before we went off on that entire tangent that I took us on. But
thank you for graciously saying you took us on the tangent and not me.
I did. It was me. So I took us off the rails. Anyway, my question is, a lot of what you do is helping people, like, really put who they are into their business, right? And so my question is, why is that so important? How does that help your, like, how does that help someone's business and their personal life? Like, what is it about that, like, comes together and is important, and how does it help you? I want to hear it.
Oh my gosh. I love you. I love this question because this is why I'm such a freak about brand strategy, because it really, okay. So I approach brand strategy in a very different way than what is typical. I would like to say that it is more effective for you the way I approach it, not because it's how I personally approach it, but because it is so grounded in who you are. When you ground your brand strategy in your business and how you build and create it around actually who you are, like where you come from, who you are now, who you want to be, all these beautiful pieces together, it's going to ensure that, one, you are able to build a business that supports your life, right? Instead of being your life, so that you're not one of those people who, like, there's people who built amazing, huge businesses, and they get to the end of their lives and they're like, I mean, that was cool, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I don't really know, like, if this is the life I wanted to live. And that's, you know, that's a shame. Like, we don't want that to happen. But it also helps to prevent burnout, because when you build things around you and who you actually are, and you can build around your rhythms and making sure that you're working with the right people and you're pulling in these things that make you feel more like you, and you should feel more like you, like your business, your brand should empower you to feel more like you. And when that happens, you're also better able to serve the people you want to serve. Because at the end of the day, if you have a business, no matter what you're doing, you're serving someone in some way, right? It doesn't mean that it has to be, you know, like curing cancer, which, you know, that's awesome. I mean, I guess that wouldn't be a business. That'd be like a doctor or foundation. But still, like, it doesn't mean that you're trying to make money to do something that, like, seems, quote unquote, obviously world changing, right? But you're serving people in some way. There's some kind of exchange, value exchange happening. And when you are in alignment with your business and how you are setting it up, you're better able to serve people who you are meant to serve. And oh my gosh, it's just, tell me if this is making sense, if I'm getting on like a brand strategy tangent about this.
No,
because I could keep going forever.
It makes sense. Keep going.
Okay. But yeah, so I mean.
Oh, okay. So here, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go.
Just like. So what causes, so let's say I'm someone who's like running a business that's actually running my life, and I'm not being true to who I am inside of my business. Mm-hmm. Why would that cause burnout? Or like, what is like the root cause of that? You know, like, let's say I'm like, you know what, like, I don't really care about doing the work to find out who I am and how to put that into my business, other than like, you know, you are going to burn out, or maybe you'll look back and like, you won't have lived the life you wanted to live. But like, why is it that when those two things are out of alignment, like you tend to burn out faster?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's so hard on your mental health. Especially if, so you saying, you know, if you had a business that was running your life, well then you're overworked already. Right. Mm-hmm. So even if you were doing things that you like to do, if it's running your life, it's too much. And you're going to run out of steam sooner rather than later. Like, even too much of a good thing is still too much, right? Like, it becomes not a good thing anymore and kind of spoils. So that's like best case scenario in your business running your life. Usually if your business is running your life, you're probably not doing things that you enjoy, but you're hustling because you keep hoping that you're going to get there, right? Mm-hmm. So either way, you are just like killing all of your energy, all of your motivation. you're hurting your self-confidence, because when you're on a hamster wheel just goes round and round. It's not going forward, right? Mm-hmm. And of course it burns you out. Of course it feels like you're not getting anywhere. Of course it feels like it's going to drain what you feel about yourself. I've been there. I've done that. Like it sucks. It's terrible to feel that and burn out. And then it takes a while to recover from it. When instead, if you can kind of like, I feel like this is a Game of Thrones quote, but like stop the wheel, right? Like you can kind of like, does anybody know that quote? Okay.
I thought you were going to say, like, I don't know. I was thinking of like every Game of Thrones quote that has possibly existed. So
I choose violence. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. y'all, I'm such a nerd. But really, like, when you can instead allow yourself to, I mean, it's scary, but like stop that wheel and take the time to slow down for a minute and reevaluate and see what you need to change to reconnect it to you. What happens is then you can build something. And this applies to your life, not just your business. Okay. Like I'm used to talking in terms of business. So y'all, if you're like, I don't run a business, just adapt what I'm saying to think about your life and the things going on in your life. Okay. But in your business, like if you slow it down for a minute, it feels hard. It feels scary. It feels painful. We feel like if we slow down, we're going to stop. Y'all, I am an all or nothing personality naturally. And so I get it. I feel that so hard. But the truth is you have to slow down to be able to make changes. And when you slow down, then you can start to investigate. Okay, we got to make some foundational changes, busting down limiting beliefs and blocks. Why am I letting this run my life? Like, why am I going so hard, so fast on this? What am I looking for? And what am I afraid of? Because you're either running towards something or you're running from something. And we want to figure out, maybe it's both, right? But if you're on the hamster wheel, you're not going to get there. We want to get you over to a path where you're actually going to be moving forward. And it doesn't have to be fast. It actually could be really slow, and that's okay. But you're making more progress than you were on the hamster wheel.
Makes a lot of sense. And you mentioned a little bit ago that you kind of went through this personally in your life, in your business as well. Tell us a little bit about what happened and like when you realized that you were on a hamster wheel and what you did to get yourself actually moving and how it felt. And yeah, I just want to hear that backstory.
Yeah. Well, so my history is that, when I graduated from college, well, actually right before I graduated from college, I got an internship, and I used to joke, I weaseled my way into my organization in the best way. But I went from an intern to the only in-house graphic designer at the place that I worked, which is a really cool place. I had a good job. I was grateful for it. But to be honest, I never quite felt totally happy or satisfied there. And I felt really guilty that I didn't. And so, I tried some, like I dabbled in business a little on the side. Like I had big dreams around it that I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to have an empire and I'm going to be able to quit my job. And it's just going to be, you know, bonbons and chilling in a hot tub. And I mean, I don't really know what I thought it was going to be, but like, I also never took it seriously enough as a business. Instead, I let myself really run on a hamster wheel with it. Like I was researching all the time and I was trying all the things and I was throwing spaghetti at the wall for the side business while also working a pretty demanding day job. I mean, I'll be honest, technically my job was part-time. I had Fridays off, but it was pretty demanding while I was there. And we had lots of extra things that happened, like outside, like events that I would have to work with too. So between that and trying to run a side business, Like, I was very busy. And of course, what do you do when you think that you're going to, you know, change your life and you're doing all the things? You add on more things. So I volunteered to help with some other things in my town, like took on lots of extra responsibility there. Oh, and hey, I haven't even made this first business successful like I wanted. Let me start a second one in addition to it. Okay. Y'all don't do as I did. Okay. But I was like trying all the things and I didn't have like a solid concept in my head of, I mean, it seems obvious now, but that doing more does not necessarily equal higher results, right? Mm-hmm. And instead, I was burning myself out so hard. I didn't even realize it until I just really crashed and burned. So like the company that I worked for, we actually did a music festival every year. And so not only was I having to like work the festival because it's part of my day job, but I decided that my business, I was going to have a booth at said festival because I'm nuts.
You were like, let me literally do all of the things. Like,
yep.
Like all at the same time.
Yes. It was terrible. I hated booth life. I mean, some people like have businesses and they do festivals and stuff and it's awesome for them. Y'all, I salute you. You were heroes. It was not for me. And after that weekend, I literally crashed and burned so hard. I did not do anything with extra businesses for 2 years. I quit all my other extracurricular activities and I was like, no, it's too much. I can't do it. And I just didn't do anything. Like, I went to my day job and I came home. I mean, I had a little bit of a life, but I did not do extra stuff. Like, I was empty. I was on empty. And I felt really ashamed about it, which it wasn't like they actually really failed. Like, it was fine, but it was not what I had hoped it would be. Even though I didn't express that to everybody, I felt like I failed. Mm-hmm. And it really hurt my self-confidence. It hurt how I showed up in my day job. It hurt me thinking that I could do anything else. Like, I felt like, no, like, I'm done. I'm not ever going to start a business again. This is it. And, of course, if you're somebody who is an entrepreneur and you've ever started something and quit it, you know it comes back. and so it was maybe a year and a half into that burnout, I started to feel like it nagging. Like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to start a business and I want my business to be what I do for a living. But I was like, but I don't know what I want to do. And I was like, you know how this is so cheesy maybe, but like, you know how like people be like, I'm not ready for kids. I need to get my life in order first. That's kind of what I felt about having a business this time.
You're like, I'm not ready for a business. I still have traveling I want to do, so no, I'm not ready to like, share my house with a business.
Well, I knew I could not do it the way I had done it before, but yeah. I didn't know what that meant. And then when I really thought about it, I was like, I don't even know what I want. I don't even know what I want to do. I don't want to feel like I have no life, but I don't even know what life I want. Like, I felt all of a sudden like stripped bare, like I needed to reconstruct everything. And so I dove down the personal growth rabbit hole. I was like, I'm not going to like, I was trying so hard to put out that entrepreneurial fire that was like trying to light inside of me. I was like, nope, nope, nope. I'm going to like go down personal growth with, and I was like, reading all the books and listening to all the podcasts and learning lots of things. And I was feeling better, but I was like, I don't know. Like, I still don't feel like me. I don't really know where this is leading, but I'm going to keep following it. And, that's when I discovered my mentor, my coach, Tara Kirby of the Dream Method. And, it was like her OG version of her course. And it was like dirt cheap at the time because she was just kind of getting started in her coaching business. And it felt like a huge investment for me. I had never ever like paid so much to invest in just something for myself in that kind of way. And it was terrifying. And it changed my life, which sounds super dramatic, but I promise you guys it's not. It just like reignited all this belief I had in myself, because the Dream Method is all about actually diving into figuring out who you want and rewriting the stories that you say about yourself and allowing yourself to claim who you are and what you want without feeling guilty. It doesn't mean that we're just showing up like being selfish beings. It means that we're actually looking inward to see what are these core desires that aren't going away and believing that they're there for a reason. And when I started to change that, it just changed everything. And then little by little, I was like, okay, I'm building a business and I'm going to do it differently this time. And it just became this huge, beautiful, like, build a business became the ultimate self-discovery tool. Nobody tells you that. If you guys haven't started a business, but you're thinking about it, get ready to, you know, meet yourself. So,
yep, that's so true.
I'm sorry, my story ended up being way longer than I thought it would be.
That's
really like what happened up until I started to build Holmes House, which is when you and I connected, because that was like way before it even launched, which that was terrifying, showing up and putting things out there and saying I was going to do it again, you know. But it's been a wild ride.
That was such a great story. I know you said it longer than you planned on it being, but I'm glad that you went into all of that, because just like, I mean, when it comes to building a business and you know, the online world especially, and entrepreneurs and everything, we only ever see that end product, right? Like,
yeah,
when someone gets successful and they start getting popular or whatever it might be, and you know, you actually start seeing them and you know who they are, you have no idea what the journey was before that. All you're seeing is like, oh, there they are and they're successful. And we all really forget like all the ups and downs and the learning and the time and all these things that go into it beforehand. So I'm really glad you shared that whole story, because it takes a lot. And I think this is with anything in life.
Like, totally.
We want things to happen so fast, whether it's making a business, whether it's, you know, discovering who we are, like building our confidence, whatever it might be, learning a new skill, you know, picking up a new hobby. We want to be good at it. We want to like have success immediately, but you have to go through these trials and errors. And the only way you can do that is to like do it and fuck up and try again and learn lessons and re-implement.
Yeah, for sure.
Iterate over and over again until, you know, maybe forever. Just keep getting better and better, right?
Definitely. Obviously, forever.
At some point during that, it becomes easier and more fun, but it never stops. And so, yeah, I just wanted to touch on that, because I really like how you shared that whole story. And I'm really glad that we were able to randomly connect through. I think we were taking like a free course about email marketing or something. Is how we?
Oh my gosh! What? Maybe it was. Yeah. I can't remember how we initially connected.
It was.
So.
We were doing like a challenge, like a free challenge or something.
Oh my gosh! I love it.
And I don't even remember. Like, we commented on something inside the challenge or something, and then I found you, and then you were talking about your stock shop, and then it dropped, and I was like, I'm buying your pictures. And because I was doing something else entirely then too, and it happened like that, like my / aesthetic at the time for that was like totally in line with what you were making in the stock shop. And so I was like, yes, I love this. And
yes,
and look where we are now. Completely.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. Yeah, you guys, Grace gets total props, because she was my very first Holmes House customer. And that's a big deal after you've had two businesses that you quit and you felt like you were a big business failure. Having your first customer after that is amazing. So thank you, Grace.
Everything that you do is amazing. Let's talk a little bit about, we are getting towards the end, but I do have like a couple more questions.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll drag it out a little bit. I know it's going to be like midnight for you by the time that we're done. But,
it's all good.
Let's talk about a little bit, because obviously I'm in the Magic Makers membership, so I want to talk about it. But I want to know, like, it's called Magic Makers, so, like, what kind of magic are you trying to make? Like, where did that come from? What's your, like, I mean, I'm in it, so I tell everyone else, like, what's magical about it? Where does the magic come in?
Okay, well, magic is definitely like a big part of my brand, because I just feel so strongly that brand strategy is this like magical tool that we're all missing in our lives and our businesses. And so just the terminology even behind like talking about things like being magical, it's just, it's fun and it's exciting and it's kind of mysterious and it's inviting. And so I just love to kind of add that kind of vibe into everything I do. So even like if anybody goes and looks at my other service, my other services, they all kind of like either have magic in the name or they allude to it in some way. But Magic Maker specifically, I'm here to help women business owners to make more magic in their lives and businesses. And then more than that, I want to help empower them to be their own magic makers and to make their own magic. So it's not just about me helping them, but about them feeling that they really can. And so it just felt really natural when I decided I was going to do a monthly membership that it would be called Magic Makers, because I was already thinking of my community and the people that I worked with as big dreamers and magic makers. And so that's really where we're naming it in that way came from. But yeah, we're doing life and business together and helping each other to have more fun. And it's just awesome. I love my magic makers so much. Awesome.
If any of you magic makers are listening to this, shout out. I love being in a
We love you guys.
Everybody's gifts are on fire all the time. So it's a good time. It's a real fun time in the group.
It really is.
It is. And it's, yeah, like we could talk about Magic Makers forever. I'm not going to really open that can of worms anymore than it's already opened. But just being in a group, like inside of, I mean, it could be any membership, right? Someone finding
a membership for sure
that aligns with them. But having this thing where like twice a month we're meeting, and in between that we have, you know, our Slack channel. And it's just like this group of really awesome people. We all have similar goals in one way or another, but we're all so different and everyone is so uplifting and positive. And it's just a good thing to like, I feel like it's part of my wellness routine to have this.
Oh, I love that so much.
That, you know, I just am like forced to be social with because I need that. We all really need that right now, right? Because we're not really getting it that much out and about. But I just like having that extra bit of human connection.
It's so true. Great.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, on top of that, I learn an insane amount, and you're always providing incredible value. But like,
thank you.
But even like in the most simple like way, I feel like being in this membership is so helpful. So I'm just talking up Magic Makers and talking up memberships right now.
Thank you for validating the heck out of it, because that's exactly what I want for it. And honestly, like, I'm not being facetious when I say this. When I decided I was going to start Magic Makers, I did not start Magic Makers to be it like a money-making arm of my business. I really just started it because I wanted to connect people, and I wanted to connect more with people.
Yeah.
I was like, this, I just want to do it. I mean, yeah, there has to be some kind of cost associated with it, because it does cost to run, run a membership, but, I really, like, I tried to make it super affordable, because I was like, y'all, I just want you all to come. Can we just have an online slumber party, right? That we can be, just like, smart girls and goofy and have fun? Like,
yes, 100%. It's awesome. I love that. And there's plenty of magic. I don't know if you guys, anyone who follows me on Instagram probably saw my stories the other day. I opened a letter that was full of confetti. That was from the Magic Maker herself, Hannah. So I don't know why. I literally opened that little one, and I did, like, I should have known. I knew. And still, I opened it.
It had a note in there.
And there's literally confetti. There's confetti in my keyboard now. But it's
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay because I'll be like typing and this little piece of confetti will pop out and I'm like, oh, yay, magic.
I just don't want you to ever be able to forget me.
Exactly. I don't think I ever can at this point.
You guys, I'm spreading magic like glitter and confetti. Yes. Real life.
But it's awesome. I'm like, I think I don't want to keep you up too late. And
you are totally cool.
We covered so much awesomeness today and you've been so open about your story and I appreciate it so much. And hopefully everyone who's listening come to love you as much as I do. And everyone else in the Magic Makers love you, I'm sure.
Thank you. But,
so what are your final words?
My goodness. Oh, the pressure's on. So, I mean, you guys just remember that you should feel more like you. And whatever you are doing for wellness, whether it's something big or small, simple, a community, a tool, an action, all the things, they should feel good, if not while you're doing them, after you do them, right? Because let's be honest, sometimes the things that, you know, are good for you don't feel good in the moment, but they will, right? So even if that's like busting through a block, that feels really crappy, but afterwards it feels good. Working out my squats and stuff, that does not feel good, but afterward I feel real nice. Okay. So just check in with yourself. Don't be afraid to do things that don't make sense to other people, but they make sense to you. Or even they don't make sense to you, you feel like you're supposed to. Go for it. Try it. Usually the worst thing that will happen is it might not work out. And you learn that that's not what is right for you. Right. And that's actually really good because it helps you to figure out what is right for you. So I'm going to wrap that up instead of continuing to tell you guys, like, do all the little things, feel good, feel amazing, because I love you guys, and I don't want you guys to be like, okay, girl, we get it. But I am, like, totally down. Anybody come slide into my DMs. Let's talk about your basics. Let's talk about your bigger than basics if you want to go next level. And we would love to have you join us inside of Magic Makers.
Yes.
You can visit my website, holmeshousecreative.com, or, you know, just hop over on Instagram at holmeshousecreative. We'll talk about it. It's really low cost. It's totally no contract or anything. You can, you know, join for a single month if you want to and try it out. But also, if you have a business and you want some more like higher level help, I do offer coaching and branding packages both. And I'd love to talk to you. We have an awesome time. If you couldn't tell from this whole podcast, I giggle. I'm really dorky and lame. And I will laugh with you. I think I said that twice, but, you know, for emphasis. So that's me.
There's a lot of laughter, okay? Everyone get that through your heads. It's freaking fun.
I'm a fun person.
She is, though, obviously. You're a very fun person.
Really good at this.
Thank you for staying up late. I mean, you're up past my bedtime right now, so I'd be asleep by now. But thank you so much for finally. I'm so glad we finally did this because
yes, me too.
On here. So thank you so much for sharing and being so open and giving us so much awesome advice. I hope everyone was able, like, know everyone will be able to take at least one thing away from this episode today. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah, I hope so. You're so welcome. And really, this was a blast. I'm so glad we got to do this.
Aw, me too. We'll do it again. For sure.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Part two 100%. And three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Continue.
I'll bring more jokes next time.
Yes, like stock up on puns. Go ask your husband. You get some from him, you know, hoard them, and then bring them next time.
We'll do. It's a plan.
Okay, sounds good. And maybe, like, you know, find some nice pictures of buffalo that we can use for the photo.
Yeah, I will do that.
I'm not even going to put a picture of you on this episode. It's just going to be, like, a bison in in a field or something.
Well, I'll tell you, I like in my non-existent dream life, and what I mean by that is this is like the the dream life that I don't expect to actually happen. I have a pet bison, and his name is, oh my gosh, why did I just forget his name? Harrison.
Harrison. Harrison the bison.
I don't know why I randomly decided the other year when I was at Yellowstone, I was like, I'm going to adopt a bison and his name will be Harrison. I forgot for a second. I'm so sorry. You're going to have to cut so much in this podcast. Oh,
dude, I don't even care.
I'm so sorry.
No. I love that. That's so awesome.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Well, I really am going to let you go.
Yeah, and, sounds good.
But again, thank you so much. And we will talk soon. And I'll hit you up on Instagram.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
And also, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah,
Magic Maker. See you all tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Although, when this actually comes out, it'll probably be Friday, so it will have been yesterday, but it's okay.
Well, we'll see you all at the next one.
Yep, and if you're listening to this, sign up so you can come to the next meeting with us. Okay.
Yes, please do.
All right. Okay. Thanks, dude. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.